Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to our guests here today. I'm Jacob Hacker. I'm the director of ISPS, and I've picked up this mic because I'd like to sing you a little song. No, just kidding. I'm going to spare you of that. And actually, I'm going to hand this off to Eitan momentarily. Eitan Hirsch, assistant professor here at Yale, a resident fellow of the Institution for Social and Policy Studies, and also a frequent media commentator on NPR and PBS and all other similar media outlets, BBC, the Canadian Public Broadcasting Network. And Eitan is going to tell you a little bit more about the format of the event, but he is someone who's been working in the area of political campaigns and, in fact, has brought to academics an amazing resource called Catalyst, which is essentially the entire voting public of the United States in one data set. So there are two hosts of this event. First, the Scholar Strategy Network. I'm on the steering committee of the Scholar Strategy Network, and it is an amazing institution. It's so recent that you may not have heard of it, but it already has over 500 academics and academic and scholars from across the United States working on important policy issues. If you're interested, you can go to scholarstrategynetwork.org. And the goal of the Scholar Strategy Network is basically to bring good research and thinking to the broader public, to policy experts, and I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, SSN as a whole does not endorse any political party, candidate, or specific policy position. In other words, it doesn't improve this message, but it does approve this conversation. And then finally, I'd just like to mention ISPS, the center I direct. The Institution for Social and Policy Studies has a long and storied history here at Yale. It was started in the 1960s, and its goal is to bring the best interdisciplinary social science research and thinking to bear on important public policy issues. We have the Center for the Study of American Politics, which is the home for top-level American politics research at Yale. We also have a center on health policy and a new center starting up on inequality. And if you're interested in any of these topics or in the work that ISPS does, you should get signed up on our website. It's isps.yale.edu. We have a newsletter that's put together by Tori Bilski here and tells you about all the exciting things that are happening. One exciting thing that's happening is we're just about to accept our new director's fellows, and so you can go to the website and see what that's about, but it's Yale College students who are interested in these topics and who want to be working with ISPS to develop their skills as policy thinkers. So I will now hand off the mic to Eitan, and thank you all for coming.
What starts here changes the world. Well, I've got to admit, I kind of like it. What starts here changes the world.
We are the music of angels, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
The average American will meet 10,000 people in their lifetime.
I was handcuffed to another man from another tribe whose language I did not speak.
Don't think.
But if every one of you changed the lives of just 10 people, and each one of those people changed the lives of another 10 people, and another 10.
We did not know each other, and we could not speak to each other, because if we could have spoken to each other, we might have been able to figure out what was happening to us.
To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA.
It is because America has not invested in its people.
Shame on you.
And you can change the entire population of the world, 8 billion people.
And if we could have figured out what was happening to us, we might have been able to prevent it.
If you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever?
Well, it didn't happen. Here we are.
You're wrong.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
My fellow Americans, it's time to speak out.
They're looking for help. They're looking for help. They're not looking for more of the same.
When people lose their jobs, there's a good chance I'll know them by their names.
When a factory closes, I know the people who ran it.
When the businesses go bankrupt, I know them.
We will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of the people. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And when we get enough money, honey, we'll bring you down.
But their children were saved.
Their children's children.
Generations were saved
by one decision, one person.
But changing the world can happen anywhere,
and anyone can do it.
So what starts here can indeed change the world. But the question is,
what will the world look like after you change it?
Welcome to Public Access America.
Make a stand. I know I did. Thank you very much, and may God bless America.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to all of our guests. Thank you for being here for this event about transparency and disclosure and campaign contributions. I just wanted to offer a few words of thanks and introduction before I turn it over to our speakers. Thanks. First of all, thank you to, I should thank and disclose our funders, ISPS and SSN. Thank you for your support, and thank you especially to Jacob for supporting this project. I would like to thank Pam Green, who put all the details of this together, and it's very attentive to detail, and thank you so much for your help in putting this together. Afterwards, everyone should stick around. We're going to have a reception where we can continue the conversation in the back up there after we're done here. Let me just say a little bit about why we're here. As many of you probably know, the Supreme Court has not looked kindly on a lot of regulations of campaign finance limits imposed by states to the federal government. But the Supreme Court has provided governments with some wiggle room in disclosure. What that means is that the court does not see it as a violation of First Amendment rights to require that the public learns about who donated what, to whom, how much. And so there could be some policy movement in this area. There hasn't been any policy reform recently yet, but there's a lot of room. There's wiggle room. And so this event is meant to try to figure out what we should do with that wiggle room and whether there is a good reason and a good outcome that we could have from requiring more disclosure in political contributions. Why are we doing this event here? This is not actually an area of campaign finance that I've been particularly interested in researching so far, or that I haven't conducted research in, but when Jacob suggested we do an event, I was excited about this topic really for two reasons. And so I want to tell you those two reasons. The first reason is that this is an area of public discourse, campaign finance, that is very politicized, very polarized. People have very strong views, and those views tend to be steeped in a language of partisanship. And I think that's a shame because the issues at play here are serious and difficult. They pit two of our most important values against one another, our value of free expression and speech related to politics and to elections, with this value of having a kind of election that has integrity and a clean election that we think supports our democratic values. And these are both kind of wishy-washy concepts, but they're both concepts that we talk and care a lot about. And we can have a debate about what those concepts mean and how which values should hold more weight. But oftentimes, the debate we have is just about partisan sides. And so I think at ISPS in particular, we can present an issue like this in a way that we set aside our partisan inclinations and focus more on the issues. And so that's one of the reasons I think we're here today. Another reason we're here today is that disclosure laws in particular and policy reform about disclosure demands empirical evidence. Not all areas of public policy are quite like this, that the debate between two sides, one side can sink or swim based on empirical evidence, but this is one of them, right? If we care to know that, if we think that disclosure laws are going to do X, Y, or Z, we want to try to provide some tests for that. And so there's an opportunity here for empirical social scientists, which half our panel is, to talk to folks who are engaged in policy reform and the legal side of a public policy, which another half of the panel is, to try to connect empirical evidence and research with policymaking, right? Campaign finance is an area of law where there's a lot of lawyerly assertions, no offense, a lot of assertions about, right, what it means that there might be corruption, or if campaign finance laws are supposed to, if disclosure laws are supposed to change the behavior of voters or of donors or of politicians. The political scientists among us want to say, prove it, prove what you think is happening. And so by bringing two sides together, the social scientists with the lawyers, we hope to be advancing this debate, and I think that's right in line with the agenda of ISPS and with the Scholar Strategy Network. And so that's why we're here. And so I hope we're going to have a great conversation. Our format is as follows. Each of our four speakers are going to talk one after the other for about 8 or 10 minutes about campaign finance laws, about disclosure laws, about social science research on campaign finance, and about social science research on disclosure laws. And then we're going to open it up for discussion panelist to panelist, and then we're also going to welcome your comments. So please, for the first part of the conversation, start taking notes and see what you want to ask about, and then we'll have plenty of opportunity for group discussion. Let me just introduce our panelists briefly. Trevor Potter here is a distinguished actor who plays a lawyer on television. Trevor Potter is a distinguished lawyer who has sometimes been on television as his role as Stephen Colbert's lawyer. But in real life, he is in the law firm Kaplan and Drysdale. He's the founding president of the Campaign Legal Center, former commissioner and chairman of the Federal Election Commission, general counsel to the McCain campaigns for president, a defender of the McCain-Feingold Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, and one of the most the prominent distinguished lawyers in this field. Heather Gerken is from our law school here. She's the J. Skelly Wright Professor of Law, author of many great articles, a former clerk for Justice Souter, author of a great book about a really neat idea for improving election law called the Democracy Index, and a wonderful teacher and scholar. Next, the third speaker will be Ray LaRaja, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, author of many books and articles, including the forthcoming book, Money and Politics and Party Polarization in the States. I will say that Ray LaRaja was writing and thinking about campaign finance way before it was cool, in the sense that, you know, a lot of folks are paying attention to campaign finance now and since the Citizens United ruling in 2010. But Ray was cranking out articles on this 10 years or more before that. And because of that reason, he is certainly one of the most distinguished scholars, maybe the most distinguished scholars writing in this area of campaign finance. And last, we have David Primo, Associate Professor of Political Science at Rochester, who has written many great articles on a wide range of topics, and especially relevant to our panel here. David has been conducting really interesting and innovative studies on the effects of campaign finance disclosure. And with that, I will turn it over to Trevor. Thank you all so much for coming.
To those who would tear the world down, we will defeat you.
This is our moment. This is our time.
To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. A nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, they will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do for your country.
My poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Welcome to Public Access America.
Yes, we can.
Now on Instagram
and SoundCloud.
He wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad.
on Twitter, Apple Podcasts, the Stitcher Smart Radio app, Podable, and more.
Yes, we can.
Public Access America. History in the making.
Making history.
In the making.